chance encounters. We never know when a chance encounter will change our lives. We just have to be open to it. I believe that everything happens for a reason. There have been so many chance encounters throughout my lifetime, but some stand out more than others. The girl who sat next to me at college orientation, who became my oldest and dearest friend. Next door neighbor dorm mates in college, who opened my mind to music and classical English literature, and from there deeper into my and all of our imaginations. We often discussed art and philosophy into the wee hours. My writing and French teachers, my sculpture professor in college, who told me that someday I would firmly declare myself to be an artist. Well, thank you, Rich. You were so right, and I have done that. Extraordinary friends who I happen to know and call friend now because of travel to Africa and France, Ireland and Poland. People I met at work, many of whom I count among my friends today. All these chance encounters have influenced my life and careers in different and crucial ways. There was one special man I met on a job when I was in my early 20s, who not only loved me, but he encouraged and helped me to form some self-confidence. He helped everyone. He was the first person who I believe really saw me and heard me, and he believed in my potential and loved my energy and enthusiasm. After graduation, as I began to apply for, quote, real jobs, and I lamented to him that I'm nothing but a packet of potential. I really thought I had nothing solid to offer an employer. He got a look in his eye and he took hold of my resume and he talked me through it, making me see everything from a new perspective. He turned every job that I had held, from a summer spent babysitting to several summers at a retail department store, into responsibility, flexibility, dependability. A summer I spent at the Franklin Mint working several jobs. I was on the conveyor belts. I was in the plate etching shop and in the vault. He called trust and integrity. And finally to a fast food restaurant where I moved from counter girl to short order cook and finally to relief manager. He said intelligence, responsibility, growth, and managerial responsibility. How fortunate was I? Through his eyes and encouragement, I began to see, and more importantly, believe in my own potential and value. He was truly the wind beneath my wings in countless ways, even once I moved out of state to accept that real job. Without that chance encounter and so many others, where might I have ended up today? Coincidence? I think not.